Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Through Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Be right back. I'm back. Can you all see this? If I put it there, I'm afraid it'll fall off. If I put it here, you won't be able to see it. Put it over there. Can you see it over there? Can you see it now? One of the really cool things about Christmas is all of the possibilities. You know, there's a lot, for most of us, there are presents wrapped put under those trees. And like this one, it could be anything. Just imagine the possibilities of what's in there. A lump of coal, it's possible. Keys to a car. No, it doesn't jingle. Perhaps, I know, it's filled with money, right? Well, it could be anything. And that's what's so great about Christmas. It's always full of possibilities. Should we find out what's in there? Okay. David Geyer gave me this gift. David, thank you for giving it to me. Let's see what it says. It says, "Welcome, Steelers fans. Everyone else, please use the back door." Although the way they're playing, I think the Steelers fans, we ought to use the back door. Thank you, David. Well, Christmas is certainly about possibilities, and it was that way on the first Christmas as well. Probably no better possibility than the one that was presented to this young woman, this child actually, a teenager named Mary, a possibility. An angel confronted her. An angel stood in her presence. And we have noted over and over again in this Advent and now Christmas season, we've been looking at the passages where the angels have appeared and what they had told them. We've noticed that one of the first things angels usually have to say is, "Do not be afraid." Well, I want you to know that our new interim associate pastor has given us a new meaning to these words during his, one of the wonderful things we get to do is to tell the CPNS classes, kind of, you know, we do it about four times. We get them to go. We go through the Christmas narrative with them. With which Perrine was it? Wasn't Mary? Who's Perrine? Harriet Perrine? Harriet Perrine years ago donated this wonderful creche set. It was like little like stuffed characters and animals. They're about this high. Well, Pastor Steve had the kids when the angel first appeared to Mary. Mary screamed and fell over backwards. So thank you very much. Well, it would be a natural response to scream. I know. Christmas jokes never go over very well. That never stopped me, though. Maybe that's why when the angels were sore afraid. Maybe they were sore from screaming all that time. I don't know. All right. Mary is presented with the angel. And we learned from earlier in that chapter that it is the angel Gabriel who was sent, because Gabriel was sent to someone else who was also very afraid when they encountered the angel. We know it. We know the story. Gabriel gives her greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you. Some of these words and words from a little later in the chapter, when Mary meets her kinswoman, Elizabeth, and Elizabeth says, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Those passages coming together form what many tonight will pray, the Ave Maria or the Hail Mary. But Mary was perplexed. It really wasn't so much that she was afraid of Gabriel, but she was perplexed by the words that he had said to her. Favored one, the Lord is with you. She was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting that could be. And the angel said to her, here we go, do not be afraid. They always have to say that, Mary. For Mary has found favor with God. And then he presents this amazing possibility to her. He says, Mary, you're going to have a baby. I think it was then she probably screamed and fell over backwards. I mean, that would probably be a more appropriate thing. You're going to have a baby. Such a possibility for her, because she tells him later, how can that be? She's still a virgin. She hasn't known a man, and she's engaged to Joseph, but they haven't consummated their relationship and their marriage yet. So how can this possibly be? Well, Gabriel says, you know, you're not just going to have a baby. You're going to give birth to the Messiah. This is what every young Jewish girl wished for their lives. This is what every mother at the time wished for their daughter, that they would be the one to give birth to the one, the expected one, the one who is the Messiah. Not only that, Mary, you're going to give birth to a child who is the Messiah, and you're going to call him Jesus because he's going to be the Savior of his people. And he is going to be the Son of the Most High. He is going to be the Son of God. Now, those are incredible possibilities. Hard to believe possibilities. The writer Madeleine L'Engle, who's probably best known for her children's books, Wrinkle in Time and the series, calls this kind of thing a glorious impossible. She says this, possible things are easy to believe, but the glorious impossibles are what bring joy to our hearts, hope to our lives, songs to our lips. This is a Christmas possibility. This is a glorious impossible. It's impossible from a human standpoint. All of that scene, Mary having a baby at all. In fact, her older kinswoman, Elizabeth, who was well beyond the age of childbearing, the angel tells her that that woman is 6 months along the way and is going to have a child. We know that that child is John the Baptist, who prepares the way for the Lord. Glorious impossible. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end. And Mary says, how can this be? How can this be? I am a virgin. The angel tells her how it's going to be. The Holy Spirit's going to come upon you. He'll overshadow you, and therefore the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And then he tells her about Elizabeth. In her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her, who is said to be barren. And then he says this, which is what makes it a glorious impossible or an incredible possibility. He says this, for nothing will be impossible with God. Nothing. Not Elizabeth having a child in her old age. Not you, Mary, a virgin, having a child, who's the Messiah, but who is also the Son of God. And then, if this were acted out, there would be a dramatic pause. It's a lot for a young woman to take in. It's a lot for anyone to take in. It's imagine one could listen to the words if we were in the presence of an angel. Pope Benedict has written a book this season entitled Jesus of Nazareth, the Infancy Narratives. We looked at some of it in church this past Sunday. But he tells something out of the history of the church that one of the early saints of the church, a man by the name of Bernard of Clairvaux, I believe he was Middle Ages, something like that. Good enough. Gives a dramatic presentation of this moment. These are the Pope's words now. Now God seeks to enter the world anew. He knocks at Mary's door. He needs human freedom. The only way he can redeem man who was created free is by means of a free yes to his will. In creating freedom, he made himself in a certain sense dependent upon man. His power is tied to the unenforceable yes of a human being. So Bernard portrays heaven and earth, as it were, holding its breath at this moment of the question addressed to Mary. Will she say yes? She hesitates. Will her humility hold her back? Just this once, Bernard tells her, do not be humble, but daring. Give us your yes. This is the crucial moment when from her lips, from her heart, they're waiting for the answer to come. Frederick Buechner, a modern writer, has his own take on this moment in a book he calls Peculiar Treasures. He goes through it alphabetically in terms of characters in the Bible and gives a little blurb about them. This is what he says about Gabriel. Gabriel. She struck the angel Gabriel as hardly old enough to have a child at all, let alone this child. But he'd been entrusted with a message to give her, and he gave it. He told her what the child was to be named and who he was to be and something about the mystery that was to come upon her. You mustn't be afraid, Mary, he said. As he said it, he only hoped she wouldn't notice that beneath the great golden wings, he himself was trembling with fear. To think that the whole future of creation hung now on the answer of a girl. A member of his family, I don't know if it's his wife or daughter, drew some illustrations in here. You can't see it, but it's really cool. It shows the angel Gabriel with his hands behind his back with his fingers crossed, hoping that Mary would say yes. In an incredible act of faith, especially when we understand the culture of the day, and as Pastor Steve told us a few weeks ago about what that would mean for Mary being viewed as being pregnant and unmarried, if you were here with us, she would be eligible to be stoned to death, to be killed. That would be one option. Joseph was just going to divorce her until the angels came to him in a dream and told him, don't be afraid to take her as his wife. Told him about the child named Jesus. But a young woman, a teenager, being confronted with this possibility, a possibility that seems impossible. How can this possibly be? But the last thing the angel said to her is, for nothing will be impossible with God. Then Mary said, much to the relief of Gabriel and all who were looking on from the heavens, here am I, here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. I don't understand it, but here I am, acknowledging that with God nothing is impossible. And then the angel left her, it says, departed from her. She had to face the rest of this by herself and with Joseph. Christmas presents us with the glorious impossibles. The possibility that the angels declared to the shepherds of peace on earth. Impossible. Impossible. Goodwill between people. All people. No matter where, no matter who, no matter how wealthy, no matter what color, no matter what religion, all people, goodwill, impossible. There may be a glorious impossible that you're confronting in your own life. And the only thing that will make it cease from being a glorious impossible to a Christmas possibility is if you do what Mary did. Believe God's word that with God nothing is impossible. If we did that, can you imagine the possibilities? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.